With economic crises and a massive influx of migrants, extreme right-wing movements have gained a lot of ground in Europe. Italy is no exception. As NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports, 7 decades after the fall of Mussolini's dictatorship, some neo-fascist groups are setting their sights on getting back into parliament.
Several thousand angry Italians are marching in downtown Rome. They're protesting a bill granting citizenship to children born in Italy to long-term resident foreigners. Sara Polimeno came from the northern Piedmont region to demand a stop to migrants.
There's an invasion of Muslims imposing their religion on us. They have different customs and culture, and they're upsetting all our habits. They're demanding too much. Enough.
Protesters shout, homeland, employment, and identity. We will defend our civilization. Buzzwords reminiscent of fascist ideology. Giovanni Orsina, political science professor at Rome's Lewis University, says pockets of hardcore fascist sympathizers have long existed in Italy.
This area of nostalgia, of ideological persistence of fascism, today has more leeway, can use the new issues of migration, identity, in order to grow stronger.
One neo-fascist group riding the anti-migrant wave is Casa Pound, named after American poet Ezra Pound, a fascist propagandist during World War II. It has spearheaded violent actions against migrant housing and aggressive confrontation with migrant vendors on the Roman seashore in Ostia. In Ostia's recent municipal election, Casa Pound surged from 1% of votes cast 4 years ago to 9%. Posters had urged voters to send fighters to City Hall and claimed, "We put Italians first, first in housing, welfare, and education." With parliamentary elections next spring, Casa Pound is now aiming for a role on the national stage. 32-year-old Casa Pound leader Luca Marcella explains what it means to be a fascist today.
Vuol dire amare l'Italia, vuol dire donarsi.
It means to love Italy. It means giving oneself to the welfare of our nation, to fight for the good of our nation.
With the arrival of more than 600,000, mostly African migrants in the last 4 years, racist incidents and extreme right-wing posts on social media have surged. The lower house has approved a government bill that would ban distribution of propaganda, images, and symbols of fascist and Nazi ideologies. Offenders risk up to 2 years in jail. MP Emanuele Fiano of the governing Democratic Party wrote the bill.
This law doesn't punish a person who says I'm a fascist or Nazi. It punishes propaganda of ideas that are clearly against liberty and democracy.
Opposed by right-wing parties and the Maverick Five Star Movement, the bill is before the Senate. But with just a few months left in the legislature, it's not certain it can become law before the next election campaign. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.